Starting Simen Kuf Yudalet Din Haskora Soruach Vigeshem Vital Maschilim Leimar Vibrocho Shnio Mashi Boruach Umeirid Hageshem Vitfilas Musaf Shol Yom Tefachin Shol Chag. So we start saying Mashi Boruach in the Tfilas Musab of Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because B'chag Nidun Elamai. So actually we should start saying Mashiv Ruach in the Tfile of Ma'ariv of Shmini Atzeres. But at Ma'ariv many people are not in the Bisa Knesses. So it will not be a universal practice. Some would say, those who come with Akhnesis, some who don't come with Akhnesis might not know, and they will not say. So Mimele, the takone was that we should say it in the morning. So then the question arises, why not start saying it in the morning in Shachris? But there has to be a hose. The Gava is always Machris, Mach Shivaruach. That could not be done by Shachris, because there is a Nisa. But to be Mafsik, there has to be Smichas Gulo Litfilo. So by Musev, there is no Indian of Smichas Gulo Litfilo. So there we can be Machris, Mashivaruach, Mimele. We start saying Mashivaruach by Musev. But it's mentioned, suppose the Eved, suppose somebody said Mashi Boruach in the Ma'ariv Tfile of Shmini Atzeres, he doesn't have to daven over again, because that should have been done. If not for the reason that not all the Jews come to Bisaknes. Maschilun Leima Bibrocho Shnio, Mashi Boruach, Merid Hageshem, Bitfilas Musef, Shal Yom Tefachin, Shal Chag. Ve'im peiskin atfilas musev shal yom teforishin shal pesach. Now the atun is roes. I might as well discuss it. Whether mashi boruach merid hagoshem or mashi boruach merid hageshem. Atun is roes. Well, what does it depend on? It all depends. If it is just haskore, not part of the Tefes HaBroche of Gvures, so then there has to be Mashi Boruach Umeirid HaGoshem. If it is part of the Gvures, in other words, Mashi Boruach Milageshem, Mechal Kochayim Mechesed, Mechayim Yisi Berachamim Rabim. So there are many items of Gvure. One of the items of Gvura is Mashi Boruach Umeirid Hageshem. So then it should be Hageshem. But if it is Askore, not part and parcel of the Nusach HaBroche of Gvures, then it should say Mashi Boruach Umeirid Hageshem. Now Mishpoche we say Mashi Boruach Umeirid Hageshem. Why? Because there is a raya from Rabbi Yehine that it's only askor. It's not part and parcel of the Nusach HaBroch. Because Talochi is Ligabe Talmoto. If he forgot to say Saint Talmoto in the Broche of Birkas Hashonim, so he has to say it in Shmak Alein, before Ka'atu Shemir. There's the Aloche, any Bakosh is Soho. So he can say before Ka'atu Shemir. So Rabbi Yehine discusses the question, how if he forgot to say Mashi Boruach? And then he reminded himself, just by Shmak Alein, can he say before Ka'atu Shemir, Mashi Boruach Umeirid Hageshem? So Rabbi Yehine says no, he cannot say it. Why? Because Mashi Boruach Umeirid Hageshem is Shvach. By Shmak Aleinu you can say Bakoshe Soho, but not Shvach. So Saint Talmud Torah is a Bakoshe Soho. So is the appropriate place. But Majib Ruach, that's a Shvach. It's not its place. So if we are going to assume that according to Rabbi Yehine, so it is not part and parcel of the Tefes HaBroche, another item of Gvure, Chalk Chaim B'chesed, Chaim Nisvarach Rabim, Simech Neif, Marif HaChayelim, another Gvure, Gvure HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashe Baruch Hu Me'el HaGeshem. So, but it just asks for it. So Me'ele, it's Shayach to say, he should say it by Shmakalei, like the Saint Talmud. So he says no, it is a score of Shvach. But if we are going to assume that it is part and parcel of the Gvures, it's an item of Gvure, so it's part and parcel of Nusach HaBroche. If somebody did not say a certain Broche correctly, he can say it, let's say, in Aseres Mitzvah he has to say, HaMelech HaKodesh. So can he correct it by saying, he supposed he said Kil HaKodesh, then he'll correct it by Shmakalein. I mean, to me it makes sense. So it's a raya from this Rabbi Yehine that it's Askore. If it's Askore, so the proper way of saying it is Mashe Baruach Omer Yed HaGoshem, not Mashe Baruach Omer Yed HaGeshem. I know that many say, in the yeshivas they say Mashe Baruach Omer Yed HaGeshem, but I think that the right way of saying it is Mashe Baruach Omer Yed HaGoshem. Alright. Also, Lehaskir HaGeshem Ashi Yachris HaShliach Tzib V'yei Shemrim Shekedem Shemaschilin Musef Maschil HaShamosh Mashe Baruach. Now, that Mishne Brura says that it's a Torah Sefer, it shouldn't say Yei Shemrim, because Yei Shemrim would indicate it's a machlekes between the Machaber and the Ramo. There is no machlekes. Peirush Shekedem Shemaschilin Musef Machris HaShamosh Mashe Baruach כדי שהציבור יזכיר בפלוסות וכן יגיד הלכך אף אם הוא חילה או יונוס לא יגדים תפילוסי לתפילס הציבור לפי שעושה להגדיר להזכיר עד שיהיה מה שליח ציבור אבל אם ידע שהכי שליח ציבור אף על פי שהוא לא ישומע מזכיר ומתם זה הבור לביס הכנסס והציבור ישחילו להספלל יספלל ויזכיר אף על פי שהוא לישום המשליח ציבור. Now, Mishne Brura is Sofik, let's say, many shuls, the days of Mishne Brura also, they had an early minyan and they had a late minyan. So the question is, if somebody davens at home, let's say, Shmini Atzeres, and it is he has to dab Musaf, should he say Mashe Baruach is before the time when the late minyan is dab Musaf. The late minyan is probably up to Kirsat Torah now, but then it's already after the first minyan mentioned Mashe Baruach. He has a sofik. I think if he is the type of a person who always davens the first minyan, but for some reason he doesn't feel well, so Dishminatzeres, he davens at home. So Mele, he is Nikrar after his me and his Sibu. But if he's the type of a person who always davens the second minyan, so Mele, he is Nikrar of the Sibu of the second minyan. If he's the type of a person who doesn't go to shul altogether, so but he davens, so then I suppose the second minyan is the main minyan. I mean, because first minyan you have a minyan mitzumtzem, second minyan you can have 100 people or maybe more in big shuls. So I suppose that is the kaveya. I mean, im omar mashi foruar b'meisach hamo or lo yomrei b'meisach shomi eimar zirenes. In other words, that if he mentions v'chein bital, in other words, what is Me'akev if the not mentioning of Gesher, but the not mentioning of Ruach or of Tal, let's say the Sfardim, they mention Tal, Merid Atal. So whether he mentions it or he doesn't mention it, or whether he mentions Meisak Shomim, Ruach or not, it doesn't matter. Because Kloli Sviruchai Seminitzar, this is something that always takes place. Kshomim sometimes, so there is a Klole and the Anetzor. But Klolis and Ruches, so in Anetzorim, so Memele, he doesn't have to daven all over again. Im Oma Mashiv Ruach b'Meisach Hamo, Ili Omru b'Meisach Shomim, Ei Marzir Nais. V'chein Bital, Im Iskire b'Meisach Shomim, Ili Lo Iskire b'Meisach Hamo, Ei Marzir Nais. So that's Ligabi the Sfardim. So they are accustomed to say Mirid Atal in Bimei Sacham. The Onu Bnei Ashkenaz Loi Maskirin Tal Loi Bimei Sacham O Veloi Bimei Sacham Rak Imrim Mei Sacham O Verav Lo Yishia Mechal Kol Chai Yeish Imrim Sheshliach Tzibur Peisek Lehaskir Bitfilas Musef Yom Teforishin Shal Pesach אבל הכל מזכירים ואינם פסקי עד מנחה ששומו כבור משליח ציבור שפוסק בתפילס המוסה וכן יגיד. That is reference to the minute to Ashkenaz. So this Sfardim, they mention Mirid Atal. So memele the Gabai can be machris. Mashenk in the Ashkenaz, they don't say Tal. And hachoze in a negative way is not shaykh. Hachoze can be only in a positive way, not in a negative way. Some mele the Ramo paskins the shliach tzibur is basically haskir b'tfilas musaf yom tefurish in shal pesach. In other words, in the tefillah of kerom, but in the tefillah b'lachash, so the shliach tzibur and the call that they say. So since they did not were not pesik yet, and Achoze is not shayach for the Ashkenazim, so Mimele everybody says Mashiv Ruach in the Shtile Shmnesre of Musaf and Pesach. But then when the Shliach Tzibur davens the Tefillah b'Kilrom and he's pesik of saying Mashiv Ruach, so Mimele, that's like Achoze. So like Achoze, so Mimele, in Minche, the call does not have to say, it should not say Mashiv Ruach anymore. Now again, it's mentioned by the Poskim. This suppose in the Ma'ariv Tefillah of Pesach, so he didn't say Mashiv Ruach, it works both ways. So Mimele, he doesn't have to daven over again. The same thing is true of Mashiv Ruach in Shmini Atzeres. If he did say Mashiv Ruach, Shmini Atzeres, so then he doesn't have to daven over again. And if he did not say Mashiv Ruach in the Ma'ariv Tefillah of Pesach night, he doesn't have to daven over again either. Now Rabbi Kveigia mentions another Chiddush, that if, let's say, it's Yemeis HaGeshem, so you have to say Mashiv Ruach. So Friday night, if a person davened the Tefillas Arvis of Friday night, at Gidashto, but he didn't say Mashiv Ruach, he doesn't have to daven over again. Because the halacha is that even if he didn't daven the tefillah of Arvis altogether, he just heard it, the brocha achas mein sheva. So his yetzei, and the brocha achas mein sheva does not contain the haskor of Mashiv Ruach. So why should a full tefillah without Mashiv Ruach be goruah ten brocha achas mei sheva. Im omar merid ageshem b'meisachamo marzirenis. Suppose he said merid ageshem now b'meisachamo, so he has to daven over again. V'chezeir l'reish habroch. That's how the mechaber passes. In other words, like the rosh. Not l'cheish atfilin. V'im siyem habroche chezeir l'reish atfilin. But if Lois see him, Habroche, that way it's only if he already was Chesi, Mechai Amesi, so then he has to start from the beginning. But suppose he reminds himself before the Chesime of Mechai Amesi, so then he goes back to Atogiber, not to Oves, to Atogiber. There's the Shita of the Rosh. The Shita Saramba means no. Since the first three broches are considered like one broche, so even if he reminded himself before he was Chesim, Mechaya Meisim, he has to go back to the beginning, and the Goyen also is paskens like the Ramba. But the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rosh, that if he wasn't Messiah, the broche is not Chesel Reshat Filin. Va'afilu b'mokim she'tzrichim geshem b'meisacham. Im hiskir geshem b'mkin tal marzirenis. Even in a place where they need geshem b'meisacham. Im hiskir geshem b'mkin tal, so is marzirenis. According to Primigodi, so this is true even if we paskin like the Rosh, because many poskin pask agree with the Rosh. The Rosh it is that if the whole Medina needs motto b'meisa chamo, not just one city but the whole Medina, so then we have to say even meisa chamo. We don't paskin like the Rosh, even though I mean many Rishenim say that we should pass like the Rosh, but it's not the minik to pass like the Rosh. So the Primigodim says that when the Mechaber says, I feel we mocking Shetzachim Geshem Mizachamo, in his Geshem, we mocking Tal Marzir, and they say, it means even in a case where the whole Medina needs Geshem, so it's still Marzir, and they say. In spite of the fact that in the next, not in the in the further simen, so the Shulchan Aruch paskens that if the whole Medina needs Geshem, then, and he did say b'meisachamo Saint Almoto is imar zironis, because that's in accordance with the Shita of the Rosh. But l'chatchile we cannot be neik like the Rosh, because most Rishonim are chilek on the Rosh. But the Eved, it's a Marzir Nisi. So Primigodim says that in regard to Mashivo Ruach, so even if it's in the whole Medina, so it's Marzir Nisi. The Mishneh Berurah is chilek on the Primigodim. So not, in other words, the Mishneh Berurah says that when the Mechaber says, "Afu b'mokim shetzrichim geshem mizachamo, im hiska geshem mokim tal marziren," he say he means if one city needs geshem, but if the whole country needs geshem, then it's like the capital motto. It's a marzirenis. But the Chayodom also agrees with the Primigodim. Bechinim hiskir geshem vital name marzirim. Bimeisak shomim im leomar meiri da geshem marzirenis. Vahane mile shalo hiskir tal. Avalim hiskir tal im marzirenis. So because of that, it's better to be a Sfardi than an Ashkenazi. So a Sfardi will not have any problems. He'll never will he have to daven over again. Bamedvon amurim שמרזיר נעשי כשלא יום אב מסק שומים מריד הגשם היינה כשסיים כל הברוך וישחיל ברוכו שאחרר ועוז חיזל רשע תפילה Aval Niska Kedem Shesiem Abrocho Yema Bimokim Sheniska. Suppose Meisach Shom, he has to say Mashivoach. He didn't say, he has to daven over again. But suppose he reminds himself after the Broche of Mechaya Meisim, before he said the Broche of Atokodesh, so then he can say it right there. He can say it right there. I mean, that's again a raya. That is a score. It's not part and parcel of the Nusach HaBroch. If it had been part and parcel of the Nusach HaBroch, how is it shayach to complete a broch after the chsime? I mean, it's not shayach. There are many rayas. I still don't know why most neteire are neig to say Mashiv HaRuach Omer Dageshem. I don't understand it. V'afilu im siyem HaBroch v'niska kedem shehischil ato kodesh in tzorich la'arzer Elohim HaMashiv HaRuach Omer Dageshem b'lo yichsim Shleish HaBroches HaRishenes Chshuvais Kiyachas V'chol mokim sheto behem chizim L'reish Bein shu yochid Bein shu tzib בכל מוקים שונו אמרים חיזה לברוכו שתו בו הנמילה שתו בשגיק אבו במייזי ומסחה ונסחי זרש במייז החמו אם נסתפי כי נסקי אמרת הגשם אם לאי עד למדיין בחזקה שהזכיר הגשם לצורך לעזר because שקרה דלישנה the fluency of the mouth Vohadin liridon de maskirin tal bimeisachamo in nistaprikle imam ameri da geshen meisach shomim kolam yeim chizer divadei omak mishorot vahayu yiskia loy tal vole geshen lachalam yeim in ein chizer im bim rishin shal pesach imer birkas hato gibi radmirit hatal tzadik vomit kineged lamed yeim שאימר יסייגים ופעמים בכל יעים מנשום ואילך אם אין זכר אם יזכה גשם הרי הוא בחזקה של יזכה גשם וניצורך לארץ וכן לדידון this is the reason as to why there is a custom to sing to dance and sing וכן לדידון אם אומר עד מחלק לחיים ולוי משהו ברוח מיד הגשם שמזכיר ממשק שומם וכן נור בשפני הצרס צדיק ועומים עתו גיבר עד מרד הגשם אם נסתפק החכה so then there is a שיקר דלישנה and he can take it for granted that he said it אם יזכיר או אלוהי חזוק שיזכיר
Israel, the 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 Israel